inches did you get last night? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey-o.
How many inches did you get last night? 651-641-1071. Or just enough, really. It depends on kind of where you're coming at it from. How many inches did you get in your front yard or your backyard? I know it was kind of, I don't want to say unexpected. We knew that we were going to get some inches.
It was unexpected.
But, you know, when it sort of just arrives, it's always a little bit of a surprise, right?
Nobody
expected. The first time, it's always a surprise.
Nobody expected that we were going to get blown away quite like we did last night.
Yeah, and it was particularly sloppy.
It was a sloppy... You know, listen, I'll tell you, my husband took a picture of it and said, it looks to me like it's about 6 inches. And I said, I know to you it looks like 6 inches. To me, it's probably more like 4 to 5.
Well, did you get the ruler out?
No, we didn't measure. We just eyeballed it.
Men generally tend to overestimate the number of inches.
Yeah, and that's what I learned. And also, I was a little surprised that he took a picture of it. Like, I can see it myself, but I guess he wanted
actually
to just send me a photograph.
Turns out you were both wrong. 7.9 inches fell in Minneapolis last night. At least that's the official record. That's just under 8 inches. That is no joke, especially this early in the year.
Well, and I'll tell you, I bet that we'll hear from, by the way, 651-641-1071. How many inches did you get last night? That was probably a lot of people dealing with that many inches are feeling really sore today. Because it was
a lot to clean up after.
It really was. And it was, as Holly said, it was very sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very sloppy. So, you know,
very wet.
So again,
moist.
First time. We weren't expecting
slippery.
That, and then you got to deal with it. It was a struggle. I don't know about you guys. It was a struggle for me. 651-641-1071. How many inches did you get last night? Front yard or backyard? We don't care. But let us know how many inches you got. Bradley, how many inches did you get?
I didn't count. Who's counting, really? You look at it and you realize how beautiful it is. I don't need to know details. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to appreciate what it was, which I did last night. I spent a lot of time last night appreciating those inches.
Yeah.
Got to say that those inches really packed it in, too.
Yeah.
They certainly did.
Very, very deep.
It was a very short period of time to take so many inches.
And there was still a lot of grass on the field. You know, it'd be dead back there.
Yeah. But there it was.
Yeah.
All those inches. Do we have any callers yet, Holly?
Not yet.
What? I know what it is.
People are too busy counting.
Yeah. I think they're busy counting how many inches.
Or cleaning up.
They're cleaning it up. And that is, like I said, it's a struggle. 651-641-1071.
It's not, you know, not everybody has a big hole for that number of inches to land on.
It's true. Yeah, I suppose, you know, depending on what your situation
is. What you got in the backyard.
You might not have been, you might not have been ready for so many inches.
Yeah, because sometimes the cleanup
into that.
Requires a lot of
deep
scraping.
Oh. Right, that's true.
Uh-huh. Scraping, what
that's
kind
true.
Of scraping?
Yeah, with the cleanup, you know, you got to scrape real hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you should have been more prepared. It's very vital to be prepared for that many inches. You got to spend some time, you know, mentally, deep breaths, but physically, just, you know, you can do some pre-cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, get everything arranged, get organized, get ready so that you feel comfortable.
I will say, in the aftermath, I found myself getting into positions I have not gotten into for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I am feeling a little tight in
the lower back. Yeah, I was on my back way too much last night.
Were you?
Yeah. I felt it in my lower back.
Did you?
Yeah.
651-641-1071. How many inches did you get last night? It's headline news. Everybody everywhere knows we got a lot of inches here.
Truth be told, it's a lot to swallow.
It really is. It's a lot.
It's a lot to handle.
It's a lot to swallow. Even talking about it right now, just sort of like...
I know, you get emotional, right?
It is.
Because you're going to remember that.
You never forget.
No.
You really don't. 65164. I cannot believe that more. I would think people would
be
so
proud. They were rendered speechless.
Oh, no, we got clamoring.
Oh, good. Okay, who do we have? Who do we have?
Let's go to Brooke first.
Hi, Brooke. Brooke, how many inches did you get last night?
9 inches.
Whoa,
you got 9 inches? How are you doing today with that?
Yeah, I can barely even handle you guys right now. It's too funny. Absolutely too funny.
Thank you for your call,
Brooke. Well, I hope you're able to get to work today.
Me too.
A lot of people probably, well, it's a good thing, you know, if there are any good things in this moment, that a lot of people are able to work from home.
Right.
Because you
don't want anybody looking at you.
No,
after that.
No, my God. Whoa. Well, then you don't have to worry about, you know, falling and standing upright. You can just lay back and enjoy.
Work from home.
Yeah. Who else do we have, Halls?
Deanna.
Hi, Deanna. Deanna, how many inches did you get last night?
We got 7 inches here in Woodbury.
7 inches in Woodbury. You don't say.
And we're moving soon, and I'm such a nice mom that I let my kids park in the garage since we have so many boxes and stuff in there. So Bradley's right. 7 inches was a lot to swallow trying to get off my car this morning.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm sorry about that. That was
rough.
Well,
I'm glad you were thinking of the family.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds
like
she got up early, too, you know, to really kind of get herself ready and out the door. Who else do we have on the line?
We have Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Jenny, how many inches did you get last night? Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How many inches did you get?
I'm dying in my car. You guys are so funny.
Thank you.
We got about 8 inches in Brooklyn Park last night, but we have a new puppy, and it was so adorable to watch her play in the snow.
Oh, I bet. It was nice that you were able to give some attention to the dog while you were busy getting 8 inches.
Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome.
Jenny, thank you for your call. I'm glad that you're...
I mean, that's thoughtful.
Like the dog even really enjoyed all that activity.
That's a little weird.
Well, yeah. Well, sometimes,
what are you
gonna
do?
When you're out there, you know, dealing with your inches, sometimes the dog just likes to watch you do it.
Yeah, dogs are kind of... Yeah.
It's
sometimes,
true.
Yeah.
Holly, do we have any other calls?
Yeah, we have Angela.
Let's go to Angela. Hi, Angela. Angela, how many inches did you get last night?
Well, last night I only got 4 inches of snow, but on Sunday I got about 6.5 inches in my bushes. Hey-o!
All right.
In her bushes.
But thank you for your call.
She got snow in her bushes?
Apparently.
Oh, well,
a lot of it.
You can just shake that off.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always a comedian.
Thank you everybody for participating in this weather watch on the Colleen and Bradley show. It's always nice to check in with your neighbors to see what their experience was.
Yeah, see how many inches your neighbors got last night. I mean, just text them. Hey, how many inches did you get last night?
I'm sure they'll appreciate you checking in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to stay safe. We got to be out there for everyone. And
maybe check and see how they're feeling today.
Yeah.
Again, it was a strenuous activity. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood. Holly Roberts is bringing us a dirt alert after this on My Talk 107.1.